Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 33, verses 2 and 3. Praise the Lord with melodies on the lyre. Make music for him on the 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy. The psalmist often speaks about singing new songs to the Lord. That's always made me wonder, what's wrong with the old songs? The psalmist doesn't give us an answer, but in every generation, as God has touched people's lives, they have created new songs. Many of the old songs are fantastic and a real blessing, but when the Spirit is at work, there's no way of stopping the production of new ones. Singing is a wonderful expression of our life together as the people of God. In 1979, I visited Romania for the first time. The Iron Curtain was very firmly in place, and Ceausescu's terrible dictatorships had still 10 more cruel years to run. We spoke with many Christians about the constant pressure that they lived under, and it would be easy to understand if we came away with memories of their moans and dissatisfactions. But no, the most prominent memory of that visit was the singing. Confident and joyful singing, which testified to their strength of faith and their confidence in God. Singing is a wonderful vehicle for our personal conversation with God, but it's also an amazing way of drawing us together as the people of God. Whether singing in a small house group or with thousands of people in a major Christian festival, singing binds us together in a united act of worship which strengthens and encourages us for the future. As we invite God to work in new ways in our lives today, let's enjoy the new songs that keep pouring out. The three premier radio stations will all help us to do just that. Whether or not you've got a harp or a lyre to hand, God will love to hear your praise. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you are constantly moving in new ways and giving us new songs to sing. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.